Top stories this hour at Press TV. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the wave of Islamic awakening in the region will definitely come to fruition. Ayatollah Khamenei says the ongoing movement will ultimately benefit regional nations. The leader, however, cautioned that the enemies are plotting to divert the new wave. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have raided anti-regime protesters' houses in the eastern island of Sitra. This after rights groups said government forces raided hospitals and tortured doctors and patients to try to suppress anti-government protests. They say more than 30 medical workers are missing. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of the Iraqi capital Baghdad to protest the Saudi intervention in Bahrain. Protesters condemn Manama's brutal crackdown on Bahraini anti-government protesters. They also demanded the immediate withdrawal of Saudi troops from that country. Yemeni soldiers are joining protests against President Ali Abdullah Saleh's rule. Despite the government's detention of military defectors, many businesses have also closed in several cities to put pressure on Saleh to step down. Medical sources say army gunfire has wounded several protesters in the cities of Aden and Hajja. In Libya, heavy fighting rages between revolutionaries and forces loyal to embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi in the city of Misrata. Medics say at least 10 people have been killed. This while NATO jets have hit a target near Gaddafi's compound in the capital Tripoli, killing 3 people. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it has carried out its first drone strike in Libya without giving details about the target or where exactly this strike occurred. The attack comes days after U.S. President Barack Obama authorized the use of unmanned aircraft against Gaddafi's forces for what Washington has called humanitarian reasons. 2 U.S. soldiers have been killed in southern Iraq. The U.S. military says the pair was killed while on a mission without giving further details. At least 4,450 American soldiers have lost their lives since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. And in the U.S., powerful storm has lashed through St. Louis, spawning a tornado. It has caused damage to Lambert St. Louis International Airport and homes in the area. Several injuries have been reported. The storm has also cut off power, broken natural gas lines, and closed highways.